Yes, this used to be Richmond County before 1709.
Oh, okay, well, shall we get on with questions? What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, say around 3 or 4 p.m.?
Afternoon, late, well, evening is after 6 o'clock. I don't know, twilight you mean or what?
Oh, about 3
You mean
or
like
four.
Afternoon or evening?
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon until 6, after that it's evening.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
In the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dawn.
Okay, would you ever say anything with sun in it?
Sunrise.
Okay. And what
but
about...
we wouldn't call the time of day that. You might say, I get up at dawn or daybreak. Mm-hmm. The old people used to call it daybreak.
Oh.
I think. Some of them. I mean, that was an expression, get up at daybreak.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty early.
Daybreak. But I always said dawn. I guess my family must have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the time of day when the sun goes down?
Well, that's... we say late afternoon.
Do you ever say sunset or sundown?
Yes, it's sundown. I've heard it. I've never said it.
Oh, don't say it.
No, I don't.
Okay.
If you want to know what I say...
Either way, both what you say and what other people say is great.
Well, yes, I've heard say at sundown. I've heard that expression a lot. But I always said late afternoon or early evening. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
But if I want to specify that time of day, I would say late afternoon or early evening.
Yeah.
But I have heard people say be back at sundown or specifying a time of day. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. I was surprised to hear some people say evening, meaning about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. No, I've never have said that.
Okay. And suppose there's been a storm, the rain stops and the clouds go away, you might say that the weather is... what? After the storm, and the clouds break up and they go
calm
away.
Calm after the storm.
Yeah, or would you say it's clearing up or fairing up or breaking up? Or?
Fair enough. Yes, I've heard all of those. I've heard them all now. But the only thing I could say, you want to know what I would say?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the calm after the storm.
Calm after the storm.
But I don't know that that's a general terminology, you know.
What do you most
It's clearing. I guess I would say it's clearing if I were to say that.
I realize some of these things you wouldn't ever say.
Just don't say.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's my trouble.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Shower.
Okay. And what do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
Mantle.
And you said earlier that...
yes, my grandparents probably would say mantelpiece. Mm-hmm. The mantelpiece. But my parents always said mantle.
Okay. And what about the things that the logs rest on in the fire?
Andirons. I've heard them called fire dogs and all those things, but we've always known them to be andirons.
I had never heard fire dogs till I came here.
Uh-huh. Well, that is an old... my cook, for instance, would say fire dogs maybe.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about the small pieces of wood that are used to start the fire?
Kindling. And you want to get to lightwood, lighted? The natives used to say lighted. I wouldn't know how to spell it even. But we have used lightwood, but we called it lightwood.
Uh-huh.
The fat tar on it, you know. But kindling is what we called it.
Is there any difference between the two, the lighted and
no, kindling would be anything that you'd kindle a fire with, you know, begin. Uh-huh. And it used to be the lightwood. So it'd be the same thing as far as I know.